All right. So, Sandman just did a video on objectification, which most of you know. Women complain that men objectify women, which is true. What's not talked about as much, at least by women in the same way, is that women actually objectify men. Now, I'm going to give you an example. So, today I had to pay some bills, pay the rent. I was buying a desk, I needed money for the desk, blah, 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 blah. New girl at the bank. So, and for whatever reason, a friend was coming into town. I figured, you know what? Let me dress up, look good. I'm gonna hang out with the boys because he's from my hometown. I know he's gonna give the report. And sometimes you have to plan ahead, right? So basically, this motherfucker is gonna go back and give the report, and he's gonna say I was looking pretty good. And basically, there's a chance that some girl that knows him and knows me and eventually finds her way to where I am now. Now she'll be in, might be interested enough to give me a call when she's in town. And it could be any particular woman, because of course you got to understand, women like to do their business away from home. They'll do the craziest shit when they're not at home, right? So it was really just a setup. But anyway, I go to the bank and right, so I'm wearing my good shit. I'm looking good. And I get to the teller. He gives me the usual hi, hello. And I walk up and I say, okay, look, I need this, that, and the third. And I pull a bunch of money out of my pocket and I start counting the money. And she gets a little friendlier. Right? And I keep counting the money and she gets a little friendlier and she goes off to get what I need. She comes back and I said, okay, how much money do I have in my account? And she says, oh, well, you have X. And she kind of laughs and she says, oh, this must be pocket money for you. And I said, well, I can't really say that. But she kept getting friendlier and friendlier and friendlier, and I was asking her questions about this, that, and the third. I'm just trying to get my shit done. And by the end of it, I was like, this bitch is gonna slide off her chair. She actually thinks I have money. You know? And I mean, she thinks I have some serious money. When in truth, I was just pushing some shit around. So, in actual fact, she was objectifying me. She was looking at what I was wearing, what I had in my pockets, combined with what I had in my bank account. And she was already making a calculation. Now, the point to that is when people tell you, fuck it, let's just be honest. When women tell you, I don't care about how much money a man makes, it's a fucking lie. Okay? That is not how women are built. Okay? And I mean, it's like, if somebody said to you, pretty women don't make a straight man's dick hard, you'd be like, man, get the fuck out of here. But men are told this bullshit constantly, where women are like, oh, the money doesn't matter, this, that, and the third. Bullshit. The money matters a lot. And men know it. And if you have half a brain in your head, you understand that the thing is, women objectify men based on visible signs of status and wealth, as well as good looks. And they will objectify a man based on where they are in their life and what they want. Right? So she's 35, she's ready to have a kid, but she's got a decent job. She's decided she doesn't want a husband. She's just trying to have a baby. She'll pick that fool with good hair. okay? If she wants something more long-term, then good hair is out the window and good job becomes more important. You feel me? So, you know, we just know that women objectify men. Now, as far as men objectifying women, there's only a couple things you have to understand about that shit. That's number one, the women who complain the most about objectification, and before I say something, I want you to replace the word objectification with competition. The women who complain the most about objectification are the women who are least likely to be objectified. And what they're really saying is, I can't compete with all of these bitches who look better than I do. Okay, so this talk of objectification, oh, men objectify women. What they're trying to do is they're trying to shame the women who look better than they do into a different position. Okay, they're trying to get the women to not use their beauty as an advantage. And what they're trying to do to the men, they're basically trying to make men feel badly for liking pretty women. Why? Because they ain't pretty. So if you can make a man feel badly for liking pretty women, well then guess what? Your odds of him picking you go up. Okay? It's about competition. Okay, and as far as pretty women complaining about objectification, it happens very, very rarely. And it usually only happens under the same fucking circumstance, which is this. A woman who was pretty in her youth is now older. Her sexual marketplace value has dropped. And she no longer has the same capacity to compete or to be objectified. Now, the other thing you got to understand about this complaint about objectification is that women don't actually like it when the objectification doesn't happen. Because what happens if men aren't objectifying women? Well, then men are either going to be indifferent, or they're going to treat women like equals. And when men treat women like equals, a funny thing happens. Sometimes the women don't like it. Why? Because in order for a woman to get the chivalry, to get the man to give her the cash and prizes and the dinners and everything else, he has to objectify her. He has to. He has to be willing to show that he's willing to compete for that woman. Remembering that objectification is about competition. So when men don't compete for women's attention and actually just say, well, we're equal, women put up heavy fucking resistance. This is why when men say, well, if we're equal, why do we still have to pay for dinner? Women give you all kinds of bullshit excuses like, well, that's just the way it's done. That's what you're supposed to do because it makes me feel nice. You can ignore all that bullshit. The reason that men are still paying for dinner, the number one, the only reason, is that women don't fucking want to. Period. They don't want to. The check shows up, they turn into fucking Rain Man. They can't count. Or they're off to the bathroom. Or something is very interesting on the wall. And I know they can do it, because when I see women go out with their friends in an all-woman group, they have no problem splitting up the bill. So the whole objectification thing, you just ignore that shit. Ignore it. Because it's one of those things, it's like the, you know, do these jeans make my ass look fat? That is one of those trick questions that you can't answer. It can't be done. It's impossible, right? So ignore that bullshit, because the women who are bitching about objectification, let's be honest, let's be real, let's keep it 100. You probably didn't want to fuck that motherfucker anyway. You can put that shit off to the side. And what it also says is that these women don't actually understand the nature of male sexuality at all. I don't know how female sexuality works. I'm not a female. But I know how male sexuality works. Regardless of your stripe, men like shit that makes the dick hard. Right? Simple. Men like things that make their dick hard. Me, I happen to like big titties. Now, the plus side of that is, if I got a girlfriend and she's got big titties will make my dick hard forever. But that's kind of part and parcel of this objectification complaint, which is bullshit. I like what makes my dick hard. I'm not objectifying you. I'm not saying, my, that's a pretty teacup. A teacup is an object. I always recognize you as a human being. Of course I do. But they're mistaking my dick getting hard from some big old titties to objectifying women with big titties. No. That's not it. She's a human being. Maybe, if anything, some of these women complaining about how men objectify women actually speaks more about how they objectify men. In the sense that they don't see the men as human beings, they see the men as human doings. As in, what can this motherfucker do for me? What does he have that I can use? Whether it's money, his car, his social standing, his status, can he do my biology homework? Can he walk me to my car at night so that if there's somebody in the bushes, his ass will get killed and I'll scream and escape? What can he do for me? That's objectification. Really, because at that point, if you're only interested in what can this motherfucker do for me, you're not treating him as a being. You're treating him as a doing. Right? Which for some of you may explain why when shit goes sideways, you lose your job, or you lose your car, or you lose your status, the woman's gone. And you think, but I thought she loved me. She said she loved me. No, the greatest fucking trick is that she doesn't love you. She loves what you do for her. She loves the doing. You are the happy bit, the extra garnish on the side. You're the bit of parsley on the plate. What you do is the steak. You are the garnish. And guess what? If she walks into the restaurant, the waiter puts the plate down, supposed to be steak with a parsley garnish, and there's no steak, she get up and leave. It's the same shit. So when women complain about objectification, they're actually really giving you a clue into how they look at men. And if you want to understand this shit, and I know it's fucking painful, understand, she loves what you can do for her. And if you stop doing it, you're unable to do it, she's out. She's out. Now, some of you might not believe me. You don't believe me? You got a girlfriend? I'll tell you what. Tell her you think you're losing your job in 90 days. Hell, tell her you're worried about losing your job in a month. And watch what happens. I guarantee you, anybody who has a girlfriend who does this and comes back to me at the end of 30 days and says she acted no differently, I am not going to believe you. And if she didn't act any differently, I would say either she didn't love you or she already had an exit strategy, which means she's getting a high hard one from someone else. Anyway, I will link to Sandman's video in the low bar. And somebody had complained, I did a video on prostitution in Canada. Somebody complained because I was playing a video game while I did the video. Motherfuckers, that was months ago. I only did it the one time. Stop busting my ass. All right. If there's something you want me to cover, let me know. I'm out. MGTOW.